The governor is livid. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he was misled about the initial timeline of the Texas school shooting. The state's Department of Public Safety revealing Friday the school district's police chief did not authorize a tactical team to breach the classroom where the gunman was located for more than 40 minutes, while some students inside called 911 begging for help.
There are people who deserve answers the most, and those are the families whose lives have been destroyed. They need answers that are accurate, and it is inexcusable that they may have suffered from any inaccurate information whatsoever.
Governor Abbott has also revealed that an anonymous donor has agreed to cover the funeral expenses for the victims. Former President Trump, speaking to the NRA convention in Texas Friday, called for immediate measures to make schools less vulnerable.
Whatever our differences may be on other issues, what on earth is stopping Democrats from immediately passing measures to ramp up school security?
Mr. Trump said every school should have only a single entrance. The Uvalde, Texas shooter simply walked into the school through an outside door that had been propped open. President Biden, speaking at the commencement service for the U.S. Naval Academy on Friday, said he is hopeful that maybe this time is different and Congress will pass gun control legislation. He also told the class their graduation comes at an inflection point in history.
Today you stand ready to assume the title you've been working toward for so long. Ensign, United States Navy, Second Lieutenant, United States Marine Corps, members of the greatest fighting force in the history of the world, and that's no exaggeration.
Wall Street Friday, the Dow ends a tumultuous month in the black, gaining 575 points. The S&P 500 added 100, up 390 points. NASDAQ closed more than 3% higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
AAA estimates nearly 40 million Americans will travel this weekend for the Memorial Day holiday. That's the most since 2019, but the cost of the trips will be costly, with the national average for a gallon of gas now just under $4.60 a gallon, and airfare on average up 6% from a year ago. An unruly airline passenger won't be going anywhere for more than a year.
A woman who admitted assaulting a Southwest Airlines flight attendant was given a 15-month federal prison sentence and ordered to pay nearly $26,000 in restitution. 29-year-old Viviana Quinones was charged with interfering with a flight crew member after prosecutors say she struck the flight attendant while airborne, breaking her teeth. The incident began after the crew member asked Quinones to stow her tray table and put on her face mask properly. Last year, airlines reported more than 5,000 incidents of unruly passengers to the Federal Aviation Administration. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
U.S. Forest Service investigators say they determined the two big wildfires that merged to become the biggest in New Mexico history both began as planned burns. A brutal crime in New Hampshire leads to a life prison sentence.
Armando Barron was convicted Thursday of first-degree murder and other crimes, including kidnapping and criminal solicitation. Prosecutors say he assaulted his wife after discovering she had been texting with her coworker, 25-year-old Jonathan Amaralt, in September 2020, and that he used his wife's cell phone to lure Amaralt to a park where he beat and kicked him before forcing him into his own car and shooting him to death. Brittany Barron testified that after Amaralt was shot, she was forced to drive the car 200 miles north to a remote campsite with Armando following behind her. There, she says, she was forced to behead Amaralt, and she says her husband left her at the site, telling her to get rid of the body. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.